The plan passed on a 12-4 vote with all Republicans in favor and all Democrats against. That included the yes vote of Republican Luther Olson of Ripon, a senator that unions had been hoping might vote no. Olson looked physically ill as he cast his vote. Afterward, he called it the hardest of his career.
When you have to make serious cuts because there's nothing else to do, and people's lives, people's education, things like that are affected, it's very, very difficult.
In addition to last night's committee vote, Racine Senator Van Wongard, a union police officer for three decades, said in a statement that he would be voting yes in the Senate. Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald also predicted the plan would pass the full Senate. It's scheduled to debate the bill at 11 o'clock this morning. But that prediction did not deter the state's largest teachers union from calling its members to come to Madison Thursday. Wisconsin Education Association Council President Mary Bell said Governor Scott Walker's proposal infringed on workers' rights.
Every school employee knows you must confront the actions of a bully, or the impact of their actions will be devastating.
Many schools throughout the state, expecting heavy absences by teachers, decided to shut down today. A notable exception was Milwaukee, which warned teachers they could be disciplined. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.